98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Have you had a look at the census that was released over the weekend?
No, I was away over the weekend when this came out, and I really do need to sit down and look up what my relatives were up to way back when.
You were doing diddly squat at the weekend in the Cotswolds.
I was in the Cotswolds, yeah.
Smelling a weird candle.
Yes,
which
yes.
Which I've been educated on.
Jeremy Clarkson really does know how to run a business. He's
to
got all
something.
The different bits and pieces that you can buy in the farm shop. And I actually haven't watched Clarkson's Farm, but
no,
I will now.
I've heard it's brilliant.
The Cotswolds. But anyway, sorry, the census.
Yeah, so they released, they made the 1926 census, the details of that public, fully searchable online at the weekend for the first time. So it was the first census done by the Irish Free State. So all the details are there about everyone, you know, who came before us, all of our ancestors. And they're saying that they have been completely overwhelmed by the response. Over 20 million hits to its website.
Wow.
So traffic mostly coming from Ireland.
Yeah.
Followed by the UK and then the US, which you'd expect.
Of course.
Australia and Canada, in that order. So the searches for the term census 1926 jumped by over 120% since the weekend.
Have you looked up your relatives on it?
So that wasn't the first thing I searched. Interestingly, first thing I looked for, I don't really know how it works, but I wondered if I could see who lived in my house before me.
Yes.
So I searched my own address, but it doesn't do... It does the street, it doesn't do the house number.
Okay.
So I could see all the kind of the family names who've lived on the street over the years. I then did do a very quick search for my nan's surname, like her maiden name, and for my name, O'Loughlin, as well. I need to get better at it. I need to refine it.
Okay.
But because I do want to go back and like piece it all together.
I must sit down with a cup of tea and try and
I know the counties. I know it's Clare and Limerick to start with, and then I need to go back from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, very interesting.
It is so interesting. It's like an episode of Who Do You Think You Are?
It really is.
Yeah, we've accessed all the records.
So over 20 million hits. 20 million people.
Gosh, that's
knows.
Brilliant.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Clodagh in Balldoyle. Clodagh says, my little win is my brand new bathtub is getting installed today.
Oh, wow.
Scrub-a-dub-dub, Clodagh.
So fabulous.
You'll have to invest now, you know, in a nice bubble bath for the
first
go.
Yes, maybe a bath
bomb. Oh, yeah. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
The smell of Lush as you're walking down the street.
I haven't lived in a house with a bath for a very long time, but anytime I go to a hotel now, I love having a bath.
Love it.
Nicola and Chloe have been on with a little win.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. It's Nicola and Chloe. Our win today is that you're keeping us entertained at the 2 p.m. slump over here in Western Australia. Keep the tunes coming.
Oh my gosh, Nicola and Chloe, thank you so much for listening.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Good day, mate.
Yeah.
Here's Lisa in our team.
Hey, my little win is I finally got the tiles I wanted for my new bathroom. Yay.
Oh, thrilled for you.
It'd be very stressful picking tiles.
It's not easy to find stuff yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jason and Cherrywood, good morning.
Little win. Woke up this morning with the news that we just had grandchild number 7.
Ah.
Little girl, 6 pounds 7.
Jason, huge congratulations.
Congratulations.
To you. Good morning to Alfie.
My little win, I got a trophy.
Alfie's little win is that he won a trophy in football last week for Player of the Week.
Oh, well done, Alfie.
Alfie, that's so impressive. Player of the Week.
The talent.
Yeah.
Pratt is in Bray.
Morning, Rebecca and Brandon. My little win for today, after 4 consecutive long shifts, I'm off today and only today. But it's still a win.
Pratt, enjoy
it's a win,
your
yeah.
day off.
And the weather's good, Pratt, for your day off.
Here's Emma.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. It's Emma here. Just giving it my little win is an update on the delivery of my first grand nephew. And he has arrived. He's 6'10", doing very, very well. Both mommy and baby are doing fine. So that was my little win. So we've got to have a look, and we've already got to meet him and everything. Aww. So it's all wonderful. So thank you very much,
Emma. Thank you for the update and a massive congratulations.
Yeah, huge congratulations, all the new arrivals this morning.
Spring has sprung. Here's Jenny in Clondalkin.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that it's my grandson AJ's confirmation day today.
Gosh,
and the sun is shining, a bit breezy and chilly, but it's dry. Wishing AJ and all the boys of St. Joseph's Boys School in Clondalkin the best day ever. Have a great day.
Oh, that's going to be a fabulous
day. Have a great day.
It's confirmation communion weather.
Wow.
Yeah. And the weather's good for the next couple of weeks.
There you go. Sorted now for the suits and the dresses.
Yeah. Laura's in Tala.
Our little win is that it's our little boy Caden's first birthday today, and we're going to the zoo to celebrate.
Happy birthday to Caden.
Happy first birthday, Caden.
And Anto's been on as well.
Good morning, guys. My little win was... yesterday, I went to the back of my van. It was a bit chilly out, and there was an old coat in there. And when I put it on, I put my hands in the pocket, and there was €20 in it.
Ooh!
Free lunch. Have a good day.
Anto,
go on, Anto. €20 you didn't know you had.
Oh, I hope you got a lovely crispy roll. Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
An incredible list of prizes.
AI presenters.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Welcome to Wednesday's Matchy Matchy. This is the game on the radio that can win you a lot of prizes. A bit of chaos, a lot of fun. All you got to do is send Rebecca or myself to our soundproof booth and say the same three words as us to win all these prizes as presented by AI us.
Win an air fryer,
a curly blow dry,
a trampoline,
a butcher's voucher,
Nido,
a garden strimmer,
and pull up to the forecourt in style with this €150 fuel card.
Fill me up.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, those beep, two beep. Rascals. Good morning to Kerry Ann and Coolock. Who is playing Matchy Matchy? Kerry Ann, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks, Kerry Ann. The kid's not in school today. What's going on?
No, apparently it's your teacher training day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to do now to entertain them?
Probably just go to the park or something.
Nice.
It looks nice out.
Lovely. Yeah, the weather's supposed to be good now for the next couple of weeks, we believe, Kerry Ann.
Yeah.
Come here, you've got something fun happening in the next while. What's going on with the family?
Yeah, well, the boys, family? It's on their dad's side, so they're going to a wedding.
Ah,
on
brilliant.
The day of their birthday.
Brilliant. So Ollie and Miles are twins?
Yes.
Very
that's
good.
That's really exciting. Are they going to wear a little suit?
Well, they have for like chinos and the little jacket and
ooh,
stuff.
So. Very good.
Will Ollie and Miles be matchy matchy?
No, totally different.
Totally different. Okay,
yeah, yeah, I getcha. Kerry Ann, who would you guys like to play with this morning?
We'll go with you, Rebecca.
Oh,
Rebecca,
thank
off
you.
To the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a win with Kerry Ann and the twins in Coolock. At least the weather's good now for you to to get out for the day, Kerry Ann.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Okay, your first word in match. Are the lads going to help you?
No, they're still snoozing.
Are they in bed? Fair play to them. Okay,
yeah.
Right. It's all on you, Kerry Ann. Your first word this morning is apple.
Apple juice.
Your second word is ship.
Wreck.
And your third word is fly.
Fly?
Yeah, F-L-Y. Fly.
Fly trap.
No messing around this morning, okay? You're saying apple juice, shipwreck, and fly trap. Kerry Ann, are we locking them in?
Yeah, sure, go on.
Oh, sure, go on. Sure, go on, go on, go on. We're locking them in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
Why, hello there.
Why, hello, Jill. How was that?
Yeah, really nice, fresh.
Lovely.
Vanilla essence scent,
nice.
Do you know?
Yeah, very
vanilla
nice.
Musk, is that what they
vanilla
call it?
Musk? Wow. Okay, let's get you a matchy matchy with Kerry Ann and Coolock. Your first word is apple.
Apple. I'm going to say apple juice.
Your second word is ship.
Ship. Ship. Shipwreck.
And your third word is fly.
Fly. simple word. Fly. Oh gosh, I don't know what to say after fly. I'm going to say fly by.
Fly by. Have you got a matchy matchy with Kerry Ann and Coolock this morning? Lads, I'm shaking. I thought it was going to happen.
Oh, so did I.
I'm so sorry.
You said apple juice and you both said shipwreck.
Did we?
Yeah, after fly, Kerry Ann said fly trap.
Fly trap's very good.
Lads, I thought it was going to happen there. Fair play to the Perrys. sorry we didn't do it, Kerry Ann. Thank you for playing and for listening. Yeah, we're going to send you a 90 FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Cheers, Kerry Ann. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Woo! So close. So close. If you were listening this morning and you got three with Rebecca, we would love.
I doubt anyone else said fly by now,
well,
Brendan.
There could be
a lot
of Blue fans listening.
That's why it's in my head. Yeah. We always play Blue fly by.
There could be a lot of Blue fans
Lee
listening.
Ryan,
I'm sure there are.
Would be matchy matchy.
Absolutely. And why not? Dead on.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, it's you versus the Seagulls once again.
Yeah, they are at it again. This time, terrorizing patients at the sister of BlackRock Clinic.
Stop.
Seagulls have become so aggressive at Galway Clinic, the people have been left ducking for cover. There have been a number of seagull attacks in the car park in the last couple of weeks, specifically.
Stop.
I believe there's a multi-story there. So bad that management have had to put up signs warning people making the treacherous journey from their car to reception. Many a treacherous journey made in the Galway area over the years. The notices read, caution, aggressive bird activity. A nesting seagull has been observed in this area and may act aggressively.
Oh, nesting seagull.
Yeah. Protecting. Do not approach or try to disturb the bird. Oh. Me. use alternative access routes where possible. I don't know if there are alternative routes from the car park to the front door. So, the problem is that it's egg-laying season for the gulls. They understandably, now in the seagull's defence, become protective of the eggs.
Of their young.
That's their bebé.
Yeah.
I think places used to use. We had an incident here on the roof of 98 FM many years ago.
We did. We got an all staff here.
An all staff email to say someone's just been attacked on the roof. Mm. Don't go outside.
I haven't eaten outside since
then. No, we have to be very protect. They're protective of the eggs. We're protective of our
courage.
Food. Yeah. places used to use, I think, the decoy birds, but I think the seagulls have kind of copped
that. And sure, you were only out the other week putting googly eyes on your sandwich Grafton Street.
Apparently, if you stick googly eyes in your food, seagulls won't swoop in and eat it. We tried this out in Grafton Street. It actually worked. Mm-hmm. We watched three times. And apparently, Claire Byrne mentioned our experiment on News Talk yesterday when some man came on and suggested that they need birds of prey to tackle the seagulls on Grafton.
What a claim to fame.
Thank you, Claire. Up next, last week we heard the story of a family in California minding their own business, sitting down for the evening watching TV when a large block of ice crashed through the roof of their house and landed on the sofa beside them.
Oh gosh, I must have been off this day. I hadn't heard this story.
Well, they said the block
That's
of ice
outrageous.
Came through the roof, landed on the sofa. They said it smelled. And they checked flight radar and they could see that a plane was overhead at the time.
No.
Now, look, they don't know where it came from for sure and investigations are ongoing.
That's terrifying.
But you can put two and two together there. Mm. Well, another unexpected visitor, this time in Southern California. Picture the scene. A man is sitting down. It's morning time. He's watching a bit of breakfast TV. His yogi wife is doing the downward dog beside him.
Namaste.
When gutubbin, there's a commotion out the back. So they pop outside to see, and to their shock, there is a giant blue hot air balloon.
What?
With gold stars and a crescent moon in their garden.
Ah, no, you can land it wherever you want.
13 people in the balloon's basket.
What?
13? It sounds like a lot.
It's an audience.
A couple celebrating their 10th anniversary, their friends, their family, and the pilot. Now, everyone in the basket and the man and the wife inside really took it in their stride.
Hi, everybody.
That's the husband.
Look at that. Wow.
Are they terrible strangers?
Complete strangers. The pilot explained he needed to make an emergency landing because of a lack of fuel.
Okay, well.
That's the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody injured, no damage caused. Brilliant.
I mean, I'd rather that than the ice going through the roof.
Yeah, same. Finally this morning, something clearly going on in the skies at the moment. More badly behaved pilots. Last week we had the two in Washington given out to by air traffic control after they meowed at each other over their radios.
Meow. You guys, you need to be professional pilots.
Meow, 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 meow.
This is why you're still flying RJ.
You need to be a professional.
You need
pilot.
To be professional. Well, more messing, this time by the Finnish Air Force. Cadets on a training flight were given out to for using their flight patterns to create the shapes of male genitalia in the sky.
Stop it.
Boys will be boys. Flight radar showed at least four of the planes followed flight patterns that created phallic shapes. Mm. An Air Force spokesperson said there was no danger to other air traffic during the exercise. That is
what are
bit.
People like?
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Wednesday morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now delighted to be joined by our guest this morning, an award-winning pastry chef with over 25 years experience. And you'll know him from the telly as well. He's just released his very first cookbook. Shane Smith, good morning. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Shane, congratulations on Loaf Tin Bakes. Yes. What's it like having your book out in the world?
It's absolutely mind-blowing. Like even walking into shops and seeing it on shelves, because I suppose I've been working on it for the last year and a half. So to actually have it out there and have people sending me pictures of the bakes they're creating, it's a real pinch me moment. So amazing. I'm the odd person that's standing outside all the bookshops in Dublin, smiling in the windows.
Looking at your own book.
Looking at it, like how vain.
I love it. Not vain at all. Not vain at all. What kind of recipes are there inside?
I suppose I've worked in so many kind of fancy places over the years, and over the last, I suppose, 5 or 6 years, my demographic and audience just loves simple home baking. Mm-hmm. So I leaned into that, and the one piece of equipment I think that's in most kitchens is a 2-pound loaf tin.
Yep.
So when I had a meeting with Gail about a year and a half ago, I came up with the idea of just doing a book completely on loaf tins. So carrot cakes, coffee cakes, you know, the usuals,
Madeiras,
but the book is jam-packed full of like savoury breads, ice cream cakes, you name it. So it's very achievable, very fuss-free baking. I always say this when I open a recipe and I see 20 ingredients, mm-hmm. I go to the next page. Yeah. Or if I see something that says chill for 20 minutes or, you know, leave overnight, I'm like, don't have time for that. So the recipes I think are very achievable, very family friendly, and you don't need a huge amount of ingredients like tonka beans and all these fancy stuff. Not need it.
Yeah,
no. Amazing. Is there a particular recipe of yours that you get asked about the most?
Do you know what? I was going to lie there and say something really fancy like my chocolate shop bread, brown bread, or Guinness treacle bread seems to be the one people really love. Or I shared one recently on my socials and it was a porridge yogurt loaf.
Ooh.
And people went mad for that because it's a very simple, easy recipe. And so the breads are very popular as well, but you can't beat like a lemon drizzle or a chocolate fudge cake. There's one in there, it's actually the one I brought in here today. It's a little kind of a chocolate fudge cake style loaf that you can either top with berries and fruit or honeycomb. That's a really popular one as
the
well.
The cake you brought in today,
it looks
is a work
so impressive.
Of art.
I don't think I could make the same thing out of a loaf tin. I don't think mine would look like that.
I have more faith in you. I think you could. I think you could do this.
Shane, I don't think so. I will give it a go though.
I will say, we did a bake-off here in our office a couple of weeks ago, and producer Russell and Brendan both baked. Mm-hmm. Russell did how would I describe it? It was like a...
Was his a bundt cake?
Yeah, but
is
it was...
Is that what he made?
Was it one with a hole in the middle?
I think so.
Did have a hole in the middle. Russell will have to correct us. He's probably screaming at the radio right now. Russell's cake was lemon meringue.
Nice.
That was it.
Oh,
and Brendan did a burnt Basque cheesecake.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, he's very
fancy.
Good.
But that was a smart move though as well, just because if you do leave it in for a few minutes extra, it's already a little bit brown on top.
Well, it wasn't a smart move because it turned out that the judge hated cheese. So, wasn't smart at the end.
Not smart at all.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Well, worst case scenario, you can just take a picture of this cake today and then you can send that back to me next week.
I would. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, just pass it off as my own. Come here, you've been a pastry chef for over 25 years. Is the notion that pastry is really tricky and difficult to work with true?
I suppose there's more rules around it. So, what I love is the consistency. So, if you have a recipe and you stick to it, it'll work out every time. You know, if the oven temperature's right, if you weigh everything up. So, that's the part that I love. So, there's a bit more, I suppose, creativity in a way when you're cooking a main course, a pinch of this and a bit of that, where I think you're better off sticking to recipes with pastry, but you get the guaranteed results. I know from years of working in pastry kitchens, when you take a day off or you're going away for a week and you leave all your recipes there, you know if they're followed to the right order that they will work. So I love the structure of pastry, but yeah, there's just a little bit more, but it's all in the planning, and there's a little bit about that in the book, just with laying out what to do before you actually make your cake. So make sure that this is weighed up and your oven's preheated and all of the checklist basically that you need. And once that's done, it's the hands of the gods then.
Yeah.
Very handy tips. Shane, we'd love to do a quick fire round now. A few quick questions we'll ask you. First one, butter or oil in a cake?
Butter.
Butter.
Butter is flavour.
Chocolate or fruit?
Chocolate.
Sweet or savoury?
Sweet.
Well, you're answering these so quickly. Are you clean as you go or do the mess afterwards?
Oh, it depends on the day, but generally clean the mess afterwards.
Okay. Your ultimate comfort snack, and it doesn't have to be a bake.
Oh my God. Sweet or savoury? Did you say not a bake?
It doesn't have to be a bake. Whatever. What's your kind of go-to comfort food?
Oh my God, a snack box. I can't believe I've said that on air.
Oh yeah. Oh, underrated.
And if I'm going for the trilogy, maybe a bit of coleslaw on the side.
That's I've never heard of someone putting coleslaw on the side.
Chicken, delicious. And finally, Shane, what's in your cupboard or your fridge right now? Is there a product, a jar that you're just loving? Is there something that you're buying?
A pistachio paste. I know that sounds very bougie, but there is a nice recipe in there. It's like a Dubai no-bake kind of loaf, and it's a really handy one, but that's something that I can either put on top of cake and stuff that makes it look and taste that little bit more fancy with minimal effort.
Lovely.
Unbelievable.
Just went from a snack box to pistachio paste. Like, what is going on? I almost have whiplash.
Get a
there
guy
now.
Who's into it all.
Exactly. If people want to find you online, what's your handle?
Yes, so all handles is at Chef Shane Smith.
Lovely stuff. And you've popped into a few different bookstores and you've signed a few copies.
Yes, around the city and around Dublin as well, the last couple of days. So there's plenty of signed copies in stores as well. So you can kind of keep an eye out for those.
Brilliant stuff. Well, I can't wait to try and attempt to make something that looks like yours, Shane. Loaf Tin Bakes is out now.
Thank you, guys.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.